Now, tell me about the Highgate Vampire case. What is that?
Well, the Highgate Vampire was something which took place in an area called Highgate in London in the 1960s. And at the time, there was reports of there's a very old cemetery in Highgate, and it's a very sort of gothic-looking cemetery. And in the 1960s, it was very dilapidated, and it was open to the public in a way, but it was very sort of derelict. And at the time, there was reports of a tall, dark figure with red eyes seen floating behind this wrought iron gate. It was a bit like something from an old Hammer horror movie. If you're familiar with the sort of Christopher Lee kind of Hammer horror films, it was that kind of foggy graveyard stuff. But then a lot of weird stuff started to happen. The newspapers, as soon as they became involved, which is what normally happens, and then, of course, the story becomes an overblown kind of drama. A local hysteria was created. There was lots of grave desecration at the time. Skeletons were being strewn about the graveyard. There was a lot of Satanism, allegedly, in the area, a lot of black magic. And people were saying that this black magic was possibly responsible for the sightings of this tall, dark figure. And it was said to basically mentally drain anybody that was in the vicinity. And then more and more people started. For about 4 or 5 years, in the late 60s and early 70s, the Highgate Vampire was a huge kind of local buzz kind of thing. I don't personally believe it was a vampire to an extent. It was possibly some kind of psychic, malevolent kind of spirit which tended to drain victims. But at the time, there was lots of people involved. People were very all too keen to jump over the cemetery walls and go and try and stake a vampire. So it ended up with the police kind of having to stake out the cemetery to stop trespassers. And it became huge kind of news at the time, and it kind of faded after sort of the early 70s. But there has been the occasional more modern report. But again, it's the kind of story where you read about it in books and find that it's a lot of inaccurate, regurgitated information. So I decided again I would look into it and try and uncover the sort of the truth and the more sort of gory details about it.
Do you find London is prone to cases of vampirism and people portraying themselves as vampires?
Not really. It's one of the only cases of that kind. We don't have many vampire kind of reports in the UK. Of course, Europe is pretty much littered with vampire folklore, certainly in places such as Hungary and Romania, Bulgaria. And of course, you know, to the same extent, there's reports of kind of werewolf kind of folklore as well. But in London, it's only been the case of the Highgate Vampire, although about 50, 60 years before in London, there were reports of a strange figure which was unseen, which attacked several people in one day and allegedly bit them in the throat. So it's very difficult. I believe these are more ghostly kind of spectres, but of a more malevolent kind. But of course, once the press created the tag, the vampire, it then became very overblown, and everybody was keen to sort of get a glimpse of this sort of elusive phantom.
Did you have stories like we have here, Mothman?
We do. Certainly, the bizarre thing is with London is that, again, people don't realise some of the amount of very weird stories, and we do have very strange creature stories. The main thing we have is reports of dragons in the capital going back to sort of the 1300s. So I think that Mothman was a bit of an inaccurate tag, I believe, because I don't think at the time that this creature resembled a moth at all. But of course, once it gets given a name, you know, the Jersey Devil, the Goat Sucker, then of course the press confine that kind of creature to that kind of name. So then everybody, you know, it almost creates a kind of a superhero kind of creature. And I don't think that what was seen in West Virginia in the 60s was that kind of, you know, like a moth-like creature. But I believe that London and all over the world has very similar apparitions. And, you know, somebody could call it a mothman. Somebody else could simply call it, you know, a bat kind of, bat sort of man to an extent. So I think we've all got these weird names for them because we need to give them a name. But I don't, you know, I think that maybe these are things that are seen all over the world and there could be possibly connections, whether it's to sort of UFOs or ghosts, I'm not sure. But there's certainly some bizarre winged humanoids out there. And we had a very weird creature in the 1980s over here, over London, called the Brentford Griffin. And the weird thing with this, of course, is that, you know, this is sort of 20 years after Mothman. So somebody, if this was seen in the US, they would call it a Mothman. But what was seen in London was a huge winged creature with a huge beak resembling, of course, the griffins of folklore, which have been seen in sort of kind of Sinbad movies. And this was seen over in North London on several occasions, and again, it made the local press. And once it was in the local press, lots of people come forward to start saying they'd seen a very similar creature. And then gradually, over a couple of weeks or months, it gradually just faded away, and nobody could ever explain it.
Do you think there could be some prehistoric animals like pterodactyls flying around out there?
No, I don't. I think that possibly what people are seeing are extremely large birds they can't explain. I know that good friend of mine who's been on your show, Nick Redfern. He's recently done a book called Monsters of Texas, and there's, of yes. course, lots of reports in there of strange leathery-winged prehistoric bird-like creatures. I'm not sure, just not sure these things could survive millions and millions of years and remain undetected, but, of course, people are certainly seeing something. So whether these are kind of ghostly echoes of a time past, I'm not sure, but people do see weird... You know, when I came on the show last time, I spoke about my Monster, the A to Z of Zooform Phenomena book, and that basically categorised hundreds of bizarre creatures all over the world, which people clearly see, but these creatures are clearly not flesh and blood. So it makes you wonder what's really going on.
How did you find all these stories, Neil? Because I'm sure many of them weren't widely published.
No, well, again, it's great to... One of the biggest kind of... you know, the biggest buzz is to go through very old newspaper archives and these old kind of creaky libraries, and it's amazing some of the really old stories you do find. And it's a huge buzz to find something that's never really been published before, or to read about a case that's been commonly published, but you find the real details on it and find that all the information on it over the years in the past has been kind of inaccurate. And that's the biggest buzz. And, of course, I do go around and speak to people as well. So it's amazing what people have actually seen, not just throughout London, but, of course, throughout the world. And that's the big buzz, is uncovering these very obscure monster stories.
What's been your favourite monster story out that one?
Well, like I say, because London's got so many weird stories that, you know, like I say, the Highgate Vampire was interesting because I managed to, you know, I've been to the area. The strange thing with Highgate is, and I recommend it to anybody that goes to London, the problem is, which is very bizarre, is that this huge Gothic cemetery is now sort of run by these people that, it's great because they look after the cemetery, but you can only go in there on a guided tour. And if you mention the vampire, you kind of do get some very strange looks, and they don't kind of like people just walking around the cemetery. So it's an amazing place to go, and it just looks like a perfect place for a horror story. And it's amazing to investigate many reports, which I've had, not just the big cat stuff, but I've had reports of phantom big cats throughout London, or monstrous ghostly bears and huge winged creatures. So it's amazing to look into these stories and wonder just what people were really seeing at the time. Because not everything can be put down to hoax or misinterpretation.